Since it's seniors that are here before me, you know this, but for the rest of the school, the seniors wrote an essay, "I Will Glorify Jesus in My Approach to Sexuality." This morning, I'm going to share a few excerpts from a few of their essays. "My body is my body. I will do what I want with it." Have you ever heard this before? In this day and age, it's a very popular excuse to practice sexual immorality. People forget how God made their bodies and what He made them for. Sex before marriage is a huge problem that seems to ever be growing. According to Teen Vogue, the average age for a child losing their virginity is around 15 years old. It seems no one wants to wait for marriage or practice abstinence anymore. God says, "Put to death sexual immorality" in Colossians 3 and Galatians 5. The acts of the flesh are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity, and debauchery. Think of a piece of tape. You can stick it to anything right away, but the more you stick it to other substances, the less sticky it gets. If you keep having sex with many people who are not your spouse, it becomes less special and intimate. It becomes almost a hobby. But if you stick to your spouse, it doesn't get old, doesn't lose that meaning. It's still special and intimate. God meant sex to be between married couples, not a hobby. So how do we avoid sexual immorality? The acronym FLEE may be helpful. The first letter, F, stands for fill. Fill yourself with Christ and His Word. Fill yourself with His people, people that believe the same as you and can help you stick tightly to God. L stands for lock out, as in lock out the lies of the sinful world. Lies are what the world wants you to believe, like having sex before marriage is good. Then you'll know if you are sexually compatible or not, and dodge a bullet. Here's the thing with that phrase: God knows what is best for you, and if you fill yourself with Him and trust Him, all the gifts of marriage will fall into place. The first E stands for exchange. Exchange the earthly lies for God's truth. When the world says that sinful pleasures are fulfilling, know that God says they are really fleeting and finally devastating. The last E stands for expose. Expose how? Expose yourself to the light of God. If you fall into the darkness of sinful pleasures, let God be the light who brings you back. It's not the end if you fall into sin. Turn to God in repentance, and God's forgiveness will bring you into the light again. Every day, a young lady walked past a group of people who were always laughing, playing, and seeming to have a wonderful time. However, her father had told her to never play with them, or she would get mud on her white dress. All of their dresses were muddy. But many times, she'd been tempted to go join in their games. How bad could it really be? Her father would never know. When this young lady walked with her friends, her family, she hardly noticed the other group of people and wasn't tempted to join them. But when she walked by herself, she felt lonely and wanted to join the game. The group would call her to join them, and one day she gave in, started walking towards the group. After a few steps, the young lady heard her father calling her home. She turned around and ran back to the path, but she saw that the bottom of her dress had become muddy. This scared her, and she tucked that part of her dress under so it could not be seen. She tried avoiding her father for a few days before the guilt overtook her, and she asked her father to forgive her. He did forgive her, and he cut off the bottom of her dress, throwing the muddy part away. The young lady stayed true to her father's will for some time before she once again fell into the temptations of the group. And this time she ignored her father's call and joined the group game. It was not as fun as it had looked from a distance, and she also saw that the people were often faking their happiness. With her head bent, she returned to her father and once again asked him to forgive her. He forgave her, but showed her that her entire dress, because of the mud, had to be thrown away. He gave her a red dress that her sister had been working hard on for a special occasion. He told her that he had completely forgiven her, but that she also must bear the consequences. That because of what she had to have done, she had to explain to her sister why she could no longer wear the dress she'd made to that special occasion. The young lady now did all that she could to keep others from playing in the mud as she had done. Proverbs 3, "In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths." God commands us to avoid temptation and stay abstinent until marriage. Psalm 16, "You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore." God knows what is best, and nothing of this world can make us happier than God's will. Unlike in the movies, sexual immorality is not all it is made out to be. It muddies our life and burdens us with guilt. We don't get any do-overs when it comes to eternal damnation. If we don't have a perfect record, we aren't getting into heaven. But by God's eternal grace, we have been given that perfect record by Jesus' sacrifice on the cross. Jesus died in absolute agony so that we could go to heaven. He carried the sins of the entire world in past, present, and future on his back. It's absolutely unfathomable that anyone could love us so much, especially since we have continually sinned against him, since Jesus did all of that for us. Let us show our thankfulness, striving to do his will. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Hymn 398, stanzas 2 and 3.